It's a quiet morning in a Lakewood neighborhood where Dr. Chris Unrein is making his first house call of the day.
It is good to see you again.
It's good to see you again, too. It really is.
Yeah, I feel great today.
64-year-old Bob Pepping is getting a checkup in Unrein's office, which today is Pepping's kitchen table.
Yeah, my arms got pretty skinny when I lost all that weight.
In 10 years, the number of doctors making house calls has exploded from almost none, up 53%. Visits are up in Colorado as well, but the number of doctors here willing to see chronically ill patients at home is woefully low.
Have you sit forward just a little bit? Big breaths.
Pepping's prostate cancer has spread into his bones. He has decided to spend his remaining time at home, monitored by Unrein and other medical staff from Hospice of St. John.
Because if I didn't have this care, I probably wouldn't be alive. If I stayed in that hospital, I know I'd be dead.
Pepping's statement is the subject of lots of buzz in the world of palliative care. A recent study by the New England Journal of Medicine found patients with lung cancer who received home health care lived 3 months longer and were less depressed than those who received aggressive treatment in a hospital.
If you look at the development of hospice and palliative care, as you may know, that they are a specialty.
Constance Rao, executive director of the American Academy of Home Care Physicians, says though Medicare does pay more for a house call compared to an office visit, physicians don't think it's worth it because of the unpaid time it takes to drive around.
Physicians in an office can see 25 to 30 patients a day. A doctor making house calls can make usually around only about 8 calls. The total income that is generated is woefully insufficient.
A new program launched this past January is testing thousands of homebound chronically ill patients to find out whether it is more cost-effective to treat them in their homes instead of in the hospital. If there is savings, physicians will get a share of the money. The federal government hopes the incentive will get more medical boots on the ground to treat the impending avalanche of aging baby boomers.
So that even though the number has gone up, it's nowhere near enough. We estimate that only about a quarter of these frail elderly seniors who need the services are currently receiving them.
Bob Pepping is having a good day.
Your lungs are clear.
Sounds good.
Your stomach is good.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You're enjoying life.
Absolutely. So I'm going to keep it up.
Unrein packs up his black leather bag, hoping Pepping gets to enjoy his backyard a little longer.
I mean, I enjoy what I do so much because I get to connect with people. And I don't have to worry about doing it on a treadmill.
I got nothing else. You're doing well.
Okay.
Until the next time I get out here.
Right.
All right.
Don't be gone too long.
There will be many more miles for Unrein's smart car before he puts this day behind him. Carol McKinley, Colorado Public News.